spring runoff still has potential to be very dangerous. We're discussing the dangers next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Watch the weather and keep your distance from the swift moving waters. Bruce Riddle with Utah County Search and Rescue joins us with advice.
That's right. There's not much snow up in the mountains, but it really is more a factor of the weather as we move into the spring. If less snow is up there, all melts at one time and comes down at the same time, it can easily create a very hazardous swift water environment, and we need to be diligent in watching for those signals. And clearly, water moving swiftly has a lot of force behind it, enough that it can knock a person, an adult, even a car. If you've got enough water coming down, can really move it out of the way. So there's a lot of power behind the water, but just as dangerous is the temperature of the water. And if you fall in, you've just got some natural reflexes that are going to make it so that it's hard for you to function, and you're very quickly susceptible to hypothermia. And your limbs, your muscles just are not going to function as well as they normally would when you're in that really high stress situation and then numbed by the cold. So that's probably the thing that's hardest to really gauge when you see the water. It may be really warm outside and feels like spring or even summer with the air temperature, but once you're in that water, it can easily be in the 30s and can render you helpless once you're in the water. It's hard to overstate the force of water. I mean, it's a pretty complex formula to understand, but as water is moving and the faster it's moving, the more force is put up against whatever's in its way. And the more surface area that you expose to that water, the more effect that water has on whatever object's in the water. I think that's a good thing to keep in mind as people are out recreating and maybe even crossing a stream on an ATV or in a truck or a car.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.